Well, first off, I think it's perfect to congratulate Minnesota on winning the division. Disappointing loss for us at home, stating the obvious. And frankly, we didn't do enough of the things you need to do, especially in big games, to come out on top. So offensively, you know, started running the ball there pretty good there in the first series. Was way up and down, too many penalties. Obviously, the turnovers factored. And, you know, just had some opportunities to try to get it to get it tied up there at the end, didn't convert. Defensively, I thought the effort was good. Run defense was good, you know, sacks and definitely had the big play with the turnover that we didn't capitalize on. Special teams, you know, we gave up the fake punt, you know, had the long return. But, you know, obviously Mason's play on the fumble was a huge play in the game, so. Disappointing, but you know, as I told the football team, it was important to, you know, obviously being so late, we need to turn the page. Playoff season is here. We know how to win. We know what it takes to win, and we have a clear understanding of the things that you can't do to win. So as we've completed our regular season, we gear up to turn the page and get ready for Washington in the playoffs. With that, I'll take your questions. Well, I mean, you take the course of the season. I know it's important to go into the playoffs playing well. You have components of your training that you do each and every week, and it has to show up on Sundays. You know, you have to take care of the football. You have to take the football away. You have to tackle. You know, and those are things that we're just going to stay after. The coaches, we have a responsibility to give our players a good scheme. Proper adjustments they need to cut it loose, you know, at the line of scrimmage, and you know, with that they need to make good decisions and execute. So I mean, it's the formula is not going to change, our method's not going to change. You know, we believe in our football team, and as a coaching staff, we got to make sure they're ready to go.
Mike, what was the explanation given on Aaron's fumble there?
For that touchdown? Said the ball was out of his hand. It doesn't matter, does it?
I asked this not knowing what the right answer is, but so the fourth down play that ends in the interception in the end zone, is there a consideration there to take the 5-yard delay and not use the timeout, and then you can still go for it, or you can kick a field goal, or what's the is that a consideration, or do you think you have to use the timeout?
Well, I think if you've seen the way it unfolded, that was obviously the urgency to get the play off, but I didn't have a good play called there, so it was the right thing to do. And yeah, you know, you have to take advantage of the opportunity you're in. I understand that, you know, what the timeout means and in the 2-minute situation too. But you know, we had an opportunity to score at that particular time. So obviously, the play call definitely overrides saving the timeout for the 2-minute.
What caused the clock to get winding down at that point? Was there just from your perspective?
I don't recall all the conversation.
I guess along those lines, was there a consideration of kicking the field goal to make it a 4-point game? You still have the timeouts in the 2-minute warning to get the ball back.
Why would we do that?
Why not? So I'm asking you.
No, I didn't consider that.
Hey, Mike, what was your reasoning behind going with sitting at left tackle instead of trying to
fire? I talked about it all week. Or to talk about it early in the week, and you know, we had a couple of combinations that we repped just to make sure we're ready. Josh was excited about the opportunity, so I think it says a lot about him for the ability to kick out there. And Lane's played well. You know, I think Lane has played very well at guard, and based on you know how we wanted to start the game and lean that way, we thought it was the best decision for tonight's game.
I know he wasn't perfect, but do you feel like that you were able to run your game plan the way you wanted to with Josh there?
You know, in fairness to Josh, just, you know, not being able, you know, practice and things like that. But, I mean, we did some protection. You know, he was, in my opinion, was he's playing against their best player.
Hey Mike, so you went a lot of two tight ends to start the game, I think, all the way up to the 2-minute drill at the end of the first half. that was obviously your game plan. Did you have to, you just had to get away from that because of the score, right?
No, because the lack of production. Really, the second package, I was disappointed in the execution, the penalties. So we obviously didn't run the ball in the two tights, two receivers, one back, and that was disappointing.
You know, along with Jason's opening question, you obviously tried to run the ball tonight, and that didn't work for you. You tried to pass the ball. I mean, what do you hang your head on that side of the ball that you can get this thing cranked up here starting next week?
Well, I think it's like anything. I mean, you want to have balance. I mean, if you want to look at a game that you'd like to be. I mean, we played against Dallas. You know, I'm talking, you know, as far as I look back and what I've tried to create with the play calling and in the process of game planning change is, you know, to be balanced. So, and we've had some injuries. We've had to get away from those things. And today was a little bit of an example of that, particularly in the second quarter.
Silly and optimistic here, but you did win a Super Bowl as a 10-6 team that was a wild card. I know this is in 2010, but is that something you talk to the guys about, or does this feel different than you felt going into 2010?
You know, we're very blessed and fortunate to be Green Bay Packers, and our history is very important. Even the fact of the matter, we have individuals that were here in 2010. I don't think I really need to talk about it. I'm not going to use it. I feel that this opportunity is unique to the, you know, those men in the locker room, and we know what we have to do. I mean, we know what we did wrong tonight. We know what we did right. We understand how we want to go play, and we'll have an understanding of how we, you know, need to go win at Washington. And road games are tough. You know, road playoff games are even tougher. So. We'll stay, you know, stay in touch with those things that prepare you for the intangibles that it takes to win on the road. So, and you know, the team in 2010 had a bunch of change and things like that, and caught fire at the right time. So, we need to get healthy. You know, there's some things we need to overcome there. Hopefully, we'll be a healthier team come Wednesday when we really get into the preparation for the Redskins.
Two more plays. You kind of talked about a little bit just about catching fire. This play is really energized after Mason's play. Really, offense really moved the ball down the field. Can you build off of that as the fire you're talking about going into the playoffs? Even though the result didn't play out, but can you?
Yeah, I appreciate your question, but you know, we don't build fire over drives that don't end up in the end zone. So we know how to score points here. We need to do a better job. I think the one big outliner is third down, you know, and has been for quite some time. So, and it's going to be important come Sunday night in Washington.
Defensively, how do you think you get? I mean, you kind of hit in your opening remarks, but you know, other than the fake, I mean, you seem like you did a pretty good job defensively, though. Don't hang your hat on something. Maybe. Is that what it is?
I'm hanging my hat on my football team. I mean, this you know, we're a playoff team. There's six NFC teams in the playoffs. We're the you know, fifth seed. Had an excellent opportunity here at home to be the third seed. So didn't take care of it. So there's not a big difference, trust me, between 1 and 6.
Was very close.
Yeah, it was close. He actually the workout went well, but there's a couple things that you know, Coach Campen and Dr. McKenzie just weren't 100% on, and it just and that's what it come down to. I mean, when you get to this point, game day, they have to just totally 100% clear them, and if they don't do that, then I'm for this particular situation, obviously, that's why we took the, you know, hopefully we'll be ready to go this weekend.